Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our fluent English class. Today we are going to learn lesson 19.2. First, let's review what we have learned last time. Lesson 19.1, poor Ian.
Has Ian sold his house yet?
Yes, he has. He sold it last week.
Has he moved to his new house yet?
No, not yet. He's still here.
He's going to move tomorrow. When? Tomorrow morning?
No, tomorrow afternoon. I'll miss him. He has always been a good neighbor.
He's a very nice person.We'll all miss him.
When will the new people move into this house?
I think that they'll move in the day after tomorrow.
Will you see Ian today, Jenny?
Yes, I will.
Please give him my regards.
Poor Ian.He didn't want to leave this house.
No, he didn't want to leave, but his wife did.
Okay, now let's try to retell the story according to the Chinese sentence. Yes, you did a great job. Now let's make some more exercises. The first one.Ask me if Ian has sold his house yet. Has Ian sold his house yet? Number two, please ask me when he sold his house. When did he sell his house? Number three, please ask me if he has moved to his new house yet.Has he moved to his new house yet? Number four. Ask me where Ian is now. Where is Ian now? Number five. Ask me what he is going to do tomorrow. What is he going to do tomorrow? Number six.Ask me when he is going to move. When is he going to move? Number seven. Ask me if Ian is going to move tomorrow morning. Is Ian going to move tomorrow morning? Number eight. Ask me if Ian is going to move tomorrow afternoon.Is Ian going to move afternoon? Number nine. Ask me if Jenny will miss Ian. Will Jenny miss Ian? Number 10. Ask me if Ian has always been a good neighbor. Has Ian always been a good neighbor? Ask me what Ian has always been.What has Ian always been? Number 12. Ask me when the new people will move into this house. When will the new people move into this house? Number 13. Ask me if the new people will move in the afternoon. Will the new people move in the afternoon?14. Ask me if Jenny will see Ian today. Will Jenny see Ian today? The last one. Ask me what Linda wants Jenny to do. What does Linda want Jenny to do? Okay, now let's come to lesson 19.2. When will?First, we need to review the words. Now let's read it together. Rain, snow, leave, get up, arrive, finish work, have a holiday, drive home, have a haircut, telephone 1, have a shave, pack his bags, sweep the floor, paint this room, repair the car, make appointment. Now, let's see the grammar in use. 我们今天要讲的是一般将来时，其中的第一个用法用 will 来引导一般将来时。那么它的肯定句形式是主语加 will 加动词原形。For example, someday people will go to the moon. 否定形式在 will 后面加 not， 可以缩写成 won't。For example, they won't use books in the future. 一般疑问句把 will 提到句子的前面，并且把结尾变成问号。Will students go to school in the future? 特殊疑问句，首先要选定特殊疑问词，然后用 will 加主语和动词的原形。What will your dream school have? 那么其中有一种句型 there be 句型的一般将来时怎么用呢？它的肯定句 there will be。 For example, there will be one country in the world。 那否定句呢，同样是在 will 后面加 not。 There won't be only one country in the world。一般疑问句把 will 提到 there 的前边。 Will there be only one country? Yes, there will. No, there won't. 那我们一般什么时候会用到一般将来时？第一，表示将来的某一刻的动作或者是状态。 For example, we will come to see you the day after tomorrow.There will be a wonderful show next week. 第二，表示将来某一段时间内经常的动作或者是状态。The students will come to work in the lab once a week. We will come and work in this factory every year. 好，下面我们来读下面的例句。I will call you this evening.Students will use computers to learn in the future. He will help his sister with her lessons. We won't be free this afternoon. She will not listen to me. There will be a strong wind soon. I will not tell it to him. I think it will be very hot in Beijing next summer.He will use his pen and his calendars. 11. Will there be heavy rain and strong winds? 那么刚才的这些句子全部都使用的是一般将来时。不管是肯定的形式还是否定，那它的标志词就是 will 的出现。好，下面我们来做一组练习。Number 1.I hope that you a good time this evening. A. Have. B. Are having. C. Will have. D. Has. 所以答案应该是 C. Will have. I hope that you will have a good time this evening. Number 2. We go to the park if it is fine tomorrow.A. Will go. B. Go. C. Goes. D. To go. 答案应该选 A. We will go to the park if it is fine tomorrow. 好，下面我们来翻译一些句子。明天不用上课。 There will be no class tomorrow.
也许在100年后，人们将活到200岁。
Maybe people will live to be 200 years old in 100 years.
许多女孩都喜欢养宠物。
Many girls like keeping a pet.
我想将会有更多的高楼、更少的汽车和更少的污染。
I think there will be more tall buildings, fewer cars, less pollution.
明天的天气会怎样呢？
What will the weather be like tomorrow?
请进行第一组句型操练，将过去式的句子变成一般将来时。
For example, he went to the doctor's yesterday.
我们把它变成
He will go to the doctor's tomorrow.They got up early the day before yesterday. They will get up early the day after tomorrow. She telephoned him last night.
我们可以变成
She will telephone him tonight.
最后一个
We swept the floor last week.
我们把它变成
We will sweep the floor this week.
从刚才的练习中可以看出，一般将来时的特征词，也就是时间状语有哪些呢？
Tomorrow, next year, this month, the day after tomorrow, in 5 hours.
好，当我们口语或者是在实际操作中，我们可以用它的缩写形式。请注意Will 用于各种人称，而 shall 只用于第一人称。好，下面请进行第二组操练。
When will do something?
Now let's look at the picture.
When will it rain? It will rain tomorrow.
Now let's make the dialogue together.
Repetition drill. Look at lesson 92. Look and listen. Do not speak. Look at the first picture. It rained yesterday.
Yes, and it'll rain again tomorrow.
Look at the fourth picture. He got up late yesterday.
Yes, and he'll get up late again tomorrow.
Look at the 13th picture. She swept the floor yesterday.
Yes, and she'll sweep the floor again tomorrow.
Now you do the same. Ready? Look at the first picture. It rained yesterday.
Yes, and it'll rain again tomorrow.
Look at the fourth picture. He got up late yesterday.
Yes, and he'll get up late again tomorrow.
Look at the 13th picture.She swept the floor yesterday.
Yes, and she'll sweep the floor again tomorrow.
Look at the second picture. It snowed yesterday.
Yes, and it'll snow again tomorrow.
Look at the sixth picture. He finished work late yesterday.
Yes.And he'll finish work late again tomorrow.
Look at the 15th picture. They repaired his car yesterday.
Yes, and they'll repair his car again tomorrow.
Look at the 10th picture. She telephoned him yesterday.
Yes, and she'll telephone him again tomorrow.
Look at the 8th picture.They drove home late yesterday.
Yes, and they'll drive home late again tomorrow.
Look at the 11th picture. He had a shave yesterday.
Yes, and he'll have a shave again tomorrow.
Look at the 16th picture. He made an appointment yesterday.
Yes, and he'll make an appointment again tomorrow.
Lesson 19.2 上帝掌管时间。雅各书上说，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是有大的功效的。以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就3年零6个月不再下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。今天我们学习如何询问时间的问题，这使我想到了旧约启示说，凡事都有定期，天下万物都是有定时的。是的，上帝掌管着一切，一切都在他预定的时间内发生。那么最近的雨水泛滥导致了洪水泛滥，南部20多个省的人民和财产都受到了严重的损害，也是上帝预定的要发生的吗？如果你真心明白圣经里启示上帝和他的权柄，你应该得到一个肯定的回答，是的，上帝掌管一切。那么我们这些渺小的人，在这位高大的上帝眼中，真如同草边的刍狗？正如老子所理解的天地不仁，以万物为刍狗那样吗？不，老子没有读过圣经，老子也不认识真神上帝。上帝倾听一人的祷告。圣经提醒我们用以利亚的故事来思考。以利亚曾恳切上帝不要下雨，雨就3年零6个月不再下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。祷告是以利亚上帝的大能反对昏庸的政府的方法，但是有一个前提条件，一人。所以圣经不忘提醒我们，先要彼此认罪，相互代求。圣经又告诉我们，耶稣基督是我们的义，在耶稣基督里我们才配得上称为义人。让我们祷告，喜悦公平如大水滚滚，公义如江涛滚滚的上帝啊，求怜悯我们，在基督里赦免我们的罪，帮助我们真实地活出主耶稣的圣洁形式。你就要医治我们的全地，保护我们的生命和财产，停息这泛滥的洪水和雨水。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。